Are there any streams in this neighborhood?
Oh, yes.
Where are they? What are they, rather?
Well, there's some out up above Rome, between here and my home, between here and Dalton and Calhoun and Plainville. All of that's on the, you might say, on the Southern Railroad. But you've crossed them between here and Atlanta, but the thing about it, these highways is built in, you know, that word highway has a deep meaning. There's no places for you to go when before they put them. We would drive down through the creek in branches, stop and let us water the horses. And sometime between my home and Rome, come a big rain while we're here, the creek would be so high we couldn't hardly get back across it to get back home. Mm-hmm. So, you cross these streams now on the highway, you don't know it. These covered bridges and things, you don't detect it.
That's true.
Yeah. You've experienced what you're talking right now, but you didn't know it.
That sure does.
That's right.
What do you call it if it is, what do you call this thing? It's much larger than a hill. It's very large.
Oh, a mountain.
Okay. And
we have I was facing the Appalachian Mountains coming out from up in North Carolina, right on down through this section. You can discover them from here. About the Appalachian Highlands. We studied that in our history. Mm-hmm. That's been 75 years ago. They hadn't heard about you then.
No, they hadn't. Okay, up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place.
Uh-huh.
What do you
call it? That's where the mountains are low. They don't come together. I don't know, I don't know what to call that. I know what you're talking about. There's a special name for it. You go through the valley, it's a valley through the mountains or something like that.
Okay.
I'm going to show you something when we go outdoors. Or if I could get you up above town here, I'd let you see some of these mountains, how they're arranged, but you can't see them from here, over on the way.
Well, what do you call a place where a large amount of water falls a long distance off of a cliff or a mountain?
Oh, waterfall, yeah.
And what do you call the most important roads around here?
Roads, R-O-A-D-S, roads.
Right. What do you call
Well, we would say the Atlanta Road. That's the highway. We don't have no roads now much. All of it's highway.
And paved.
Yeah. But when I was young and we was up on our farm 12 miles above Rome, why the road leading into Rome would have been the most proper name for what you call it for now. But since these highways has come, you know, we might say 75 is one of the most important.
Okay, suppose you came to a man's farm down the public road and came to the turnoff going down to the man's house. What do you call that little?
Well, we call that the driveway or something down there into the man's property or home.
Something alongside of the street that for people to walk on. What was that?
That would be maybe a kind of a little trestle like. Might be water down under there. It wouldn't matter if it wasn't much high off the ground in that chair. It would be built in a kind of a trestle form. And even if the trestle was high as up here, it would be the same thing. So that would be a kind of a trestle like, a platform, as far as I can guess now.
Okay. Two boys are walking across the field. And one of them saw a crow in the field eating the farmer's corn. He reached down and he picked up something to chase the crow off with. What do you think?
That would be a rock.